say this is not fat guy weather. This is not very nice, at least for a bigger dude like me. So
thought you were talking about me.
Oh, I got you by a few pounds, Randy. Not many, by a few.
So Mason Kubis has it all teed up at the 40-yard line right below Michael and I, and we are certainly happy that you are joining us on our broadcast here tonight. Per usual, we are thankful to all of our sponsors for bringing us the opportunity to come on over here and talk about this game here tonight. Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Comfort Air Heating Cooling, Nacoussi Piggly Wiggly, and Nacoussi Coated Products. So the whistle has blown. The teams are lined up, and deep to receive is Mason Kramer for the Thunderbirds. And Mason Kubis puts foot to ball, and he'll punch it, trying to get it over the last low line, and it's caught there by Kapistra, and he is going to take it up the near sideline, get hit at the 45 and driven out of bounds at his own 46-yard line, says the head linesman.
Yeah, that head linesman, I believe, is Bobby Blum, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln graduate. His dad was actually a guy that taught driver's ed behind the wheel for me. So
still believe he does that.
Yeah, I think so.
So Marathon takes over. Ex-Marathon. Got that Marathon from in the head from last week.
Come on, Randy, get your head in the game.
We're good here. All right. Eye scan instead from their own 46-yard line. They'll take and fake the handoff. They'll throw it out in the flat. That's caught out there by Jaden Singh, senior wide receiver. Gets it up for about 6 yards to the Assumption 48-yard line.
No, you call them eye scan. They shouldn't be the T-Birds. They should be the ophthalmologists.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Second down, and we got a flag flying before they can get the playoff. Somebody moved a little bit quick, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty. And move it back to the Iola Scandinavia 48-yard line if they mark it off.
Or if they don't have a good game, you can call them the eyesores.
We got options, don't we?
Yeah. That's right. Just like Assumption, option ball.
So they started at the 46. They got 6 on first down, lost 5, so it's second down and 9 yards to go, back at their own 47. And there's the fake handoff. Gullickson going to keep it, and he got whacked at the 44-yard line for a loss of 3 on the play. And that'll bring up second down and 12 now. From their own 44-yard line.
Not the, not really the start that the T-Birds want. Moving backwards, not conducive to a good night so far.
Got that nice little gain on first down pass, but backwards since. Now back to throw once again. Now scrambling, going back to the middle and down at the 45-yard line. See if we can see who's in on the tackle that time. Nick Lieberg? Nope. Thought that was 26. It was 36 for the Royals on the tackle. Parker Libanash.
And Mr. Joey Moyer was in on that, too. He was in the mix. Kind of wondered if the quarterback maybe broke off the routes a little quick, but at the same time, Assumption. Oh!
High snap. Punt is away, and it's going to hit at the 38-yard line, take an eye scan roll, and go all the way down to the 22-yard line. So the Royals will take over first and 10.
Well, as I was saying, Randy, I think he maybe broke off reading his routes a little early on that one. They tucked and ran, but at the same time, Assumption got penetration back there, and that pocket was collapsing in a hurry.
A little mix-up on the down marker that they kept it at second when it should have been third and then skipped up to fourth, so that's why they punted there. It wasn't that they punted early. And so the Royals will take over first and 10, their own 22-yard line. You thinking Nick Lieberg on the dive right off the bat?
Either that or maybe a pass, but
it's Nick Lieberg right at the middle, runs over one would-be tackler, a second. It takes 3 to bring him down, and Jackson Freedy finally does make the tackle up at the 32-yard line. They're going to give him the 33 for a gain of 11 on that carry. And it'll be first down Royals.
It's going to be tough for Nick to outdo what he did last week, but if the first carry 10 yards, that's maybe a sign that it's possible.
And now they fake the dive, and they'll keep it Manny. To the outside and give it to Manny Schultz as he roams the sideline. He pushed out of bounds at his own 42-yard line, so gain of 9 on that carry.
Second one. Well, they're doing what they want to do. They're moving forward at big chunks, too.
And I think the offensive line is going to have their way against a smaller eye scan team. They don't list any heights or weights, but you can tell from up here that the Royals definitely have the advantage. Here's a pitch to the left-hand side. Cade Stotts, 45-50, cutting it back to the inside, 40. Now back to the outside, and he's brought down at the 40-yard line of eye scan for a gain of 18 on the carry. And it'll be first and 10 at the Iola 40-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of size on those lines for the T-Birds, but after that, they're not really big.
Jack Klatt, quarterback for the Royals. Surveys the defense, puts the mouthpiece back in, tucks it under center, takes turns, and gives it to Schultz on the little sweep to the right side, spins away from one would-be tackler, and finally brought down by Mason Kramer, but not before he reaches the 36-yard line. Gain of 4 for the Royals. Second down and 6.
They're mixing things up fairly well. They're going that pitch both ways. Then they get that kind of a sweep in there. They've given up the middle up to Lieberg. So, I mean, they're really mixing things up, not giving them constant looks, kind of keeping them on their toes.
Platt under center. This time he pulls it out of the belly once again. Keeps it himself, and he's got the 30, 25-20. Big block on the edge. 10-5, brought down at about the 2, maybe the 1-yard line. They'll say the 2. A gain of 34 yards on that carry, and it'll be first and goal from the 2.
And again, that was another look. That was a keeper the whole way. He had no intentions of pitching that ball.
Had he given that to Nick Lieberg, he lost 2 yards on that. So great decision that time by Klatt.
I agree with you on that. He's just making some really good reads the last couple games. He's got a little helmet trouble right now, but that's what happens when you get thrown on your head, I'd assume. But he's making some really good reads. I'm really impressed with how he has grown as a quarterback in this triple option system.
Under center takes, gives it to Lieberg, jumping for the end zone. They say, nope, the knee was down at the 1. So they only give him a gain of 1 to the 2, from the 2 to the 1. It'll be second and goal.
That's about the best stop that iScan's had tonight so far. 1 yard gain. It's a benefit.
Every time they've pulled it out of Nick's stomach, they've been tackling him hard. They're going to try to keep his gains touchdown to the minimal. And now just a little run up the middle. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. That Klatt on the keeper. And the Royals jump out to a 6-0 lead. They don't have the big scoreboard lit up here tonight, so we have to look at the one to the north with 7:40 to go here in period number 1. The Royals jump out to a 6-0 lead, and Mason Kubis will attempt the PAT for Assumption. So the whistles blow, the lines come set, snap is good, kick is on the way, and the kick is no good. Wide to the right. So with 7:40 to go here in quarter number 1, the Royals take the opening drive, and they travel 78 yards, and they lead it 6-0. We'll step out. You're listening to Assumption Royal Football, FM 105.5 WIRI.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at JacobyCustomCues.com.
Four on the Floor will be at McMillan Library Fine Arts Center on Thursday, September 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Come hear a local four-piece jazz combo that plays jazz classics from the Great American Songbook. Pete Revel and Four on the Floor, September 22nd starting at 6:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Library. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM. 105.5 FM.
So the Assumption Royals jump out to a 6-0 lead on their first possession as they force a punt by iScan. Play went six plays, at drive went six plays, 78 yards. And Klatt taking it the last yard on a little sneak up the middle.
The big play on that drive really was that handoff to Stats along the left side. I mean, that was a spectacular play, Randy.
Kubis now on the kick, and he sends it to the northwest corner of the field, and it goes into the end zone. And so the T-Birds will start from their own 20-yard line, first and 10. Only a single man deep. You got a lot of options on as to where to kick it. First time they tried to get it over that back line of defense before it got to Kramer, and that time they just decided to boom it out of bounds on the big leg of Kubis. Back in shotgun formation all by himself back there is Gullickson, and then they put a man in motion. Gullickson's going to keep it. Parker across the 25, turning the edge and dragged out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So he gets a nice carry of 11 yards. And it'll be on
Parker Gullickson
with the keeper. First and 10 for the T-Birds. That's the first down of the ball game for them.
Yes, it is. You know, with you saying earlier that they had Parker Prawl last year, now you got Parker Gullickson. I guess you could say they're keeping it in the ballpark.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm trying, Randy. I'm trying to add some humor here.
They'll take it, and again, they'll fake the end off. And, oh, should have given it to Kampert that time because Gullickson is getting up slowly. He got smacked back at the 29-yard line. It says loss of one, but I think he felt like they just lost 10 yards.
With the way he got thrown down to the turf, I would agree. I'd say it's more of a loss of two.
Yeah, I think they will mark it back at the 29, so it'll be second down and 12 from the 29-yard line.
Spectacular play on that by the Royals defense.
And not surprisingly, Kampert gets the handoff this time. He tries to sweep the left edge, and the head linesman says, let's keep it right at the 29-yard line for no gain. It'll be third down and 12.
I mean, you weren't surprised by that?
No.
Okay, me either. Making sure.
I think if I was Gullickson, I'd do it again.
Well, after he got popped that one on the first down.
You could hear the smack up here.
Ooh, that was not a – I don't envy him.
Three wideouts to the bottom of the screen. Pistol formation. Two-step drop. Puts it up in the air, and it is almost intercepted by Ryan Shaw. A little bit of a collision there with
pass attempt is broken up.
Manny Schultz. And it falls incomplete. And it'll bring up another punting situation from the 29-yard line for our iScan.
You know, Randy, I really like these homecoming games. I mean, all the stars come out. You got your state champion tandem of Rob Schill and Charlie Nelson from the softball team here. You got everyone here.
Here's the punt. It's an end-over-end. It looks like a kickoff. It hits at the 46-yard line and goes out of bounds right there. So the Royals with great starting field position. Their own 46-yard line.
Punch from Jackson Free sails out of bounds. The Royals at first and 10.
We're down to 6:20 here in quarter number one as the Royals take over on their second offensive possession of the night, leading it 6-0. As they'll send Ryan Shaw to the bottom of the screen. And in the slots, left and right, Schultz and Stotts, respectively, with Lieberg behind Klatt. They'll pitch it to Stats coming the near side, 50, 45, 40, 35, finally driven out of bounds, but not before he reaches the 31-yard line.
Fortunately, he's going to be out. He blew a tire, lost a shoe, went flying halfway to the track.
23 yards on that little jaunt. All the way down to the iScan 31. And it'll be first and 10 Royals as they quickly come back up to the line of scrimmage. Same formation. Time they've got Kubis on the bottom of the screen, however. Split out to the left.
And keeper.
Stats fakes it to Lieberg, and he gets whacked at the 25-yard line. Spins it ahead to the 24. So a pickup of 7 on that carry. That'll bring up second down and 3 for the Royals.
That was a good read there by Klatt. That end, he crashed down to stop Lieberg, and there was just wide open space there for 7-8 yards.
He really hasn't had a bad read yet all night, has he?
Not yet. I mean, the night is young, but he's reading that defense really well.
And the flag flies as Lieber got the handoff, and they had him wrapped up around the ankles, but everybody kind of stopped as the Royals. A little premature movement that time, so lose five on the penalty. Put it back to the 29-yard line and bring up second down and eight for the Royals. 5:38, clock stops on the penalty. Here in quarter number one. Kubasout stats back in for Assumption. Ryan Shaw on the bottom of the screen. Joey Moyer in the tight end position. Manny Schultz, the wing to the left. Lieberg.
Fumble.
Doesn't get the handoff. And somehow I think Joey Moyer got back on that. Three iScan players jumped on it. It squirted out. And Moyer was able to recover it somehow out of that mix back at the 30-yard line. So only a loss of one. Third down and nine. That was pretty fortunate for the Royals.
Yeah, it was. And now the playbook really opens up. I could see a little screen pass to Moyer. I could see trying to bounce something outside, a pitch, an option keeper. And we'll see. I mean, now a lot of options.
Manny Schultz goes in motion to the right. They pitch it back to him. He hits the 25-yard line. Ball come out again.
No.
He's kind of scrambling around, but he is able to hang on to it. Get to the 25-yard line. So he picked up 5 yards on that carry. And it'll bring up fourth down and four.
Well, I mean, you're going to pin them back. So if you don't get it, you're going to pin them. So either way, I think you just go for it.
They gave him the 24, so it's actually fourth and 3 yards to go. And it looked like iScan jumped offside. And, oh, Coach Erickson is not a happy camper on the far sideline.
I wouldn't be either.
Just gave them a first down on the penalty.
Offsides on Iola.
So that'll move it to the 19-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for Assumption via the penalty. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage they go. Same formation. Motion man comes to the near side this time. Handed off to Stats. He's tripped up and down at the 10-yard line, maybe the 11. The headlinesman said 10. Now he stepped it back to the 11. So a gain of 8 on the carry.
Pickup of 8.
To the 11-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go for the Royals as the clock continues to roll. As we approach the 4-minute mark here of this first quarter of action, Royals up 6-0.
So far, Lieberg really only has. Now this would be... He didn't even get the ball that time. He's only got 2 carries.
Yeah, the keeper that time, it looked like he gave it on the dive, but it was kept that time by Clatton. He made his way all the way down to the 1 yard line. So a pickup of 10, and it's first and goal from the 1. Another quarterback sneak. They're quickly back to the line of scrimmage. I'm thinking they might do it again. Let's see. Yep, he keeps it and walks right into the end zone. Faked the dive that time to Lieberg, and he just followed around the right guard, and it was wide open. As Jim Irwin has said, a hole big enough to drive a truck to the Super Bowl, too.
That was a spectacular play there, Andy. Wow.
So at the 3:42 mark, the Royals will go for 2 and see if they can't get it up to 14. As he keeps it once again, can Clatt get to the pylon? And he does, and the Royals now lead it 14-0. With 3:42 to go here in quarter number one. As we step out, you're listening to Assumption Royal Football, WIRI.
Pass it on.
This time of upheaval is causing me to look a little deeper inside myself, looking for some goodness. And this is what I've found. I'm more aware of my neighbor's well-being. I'm saying thanks to those who help keep my life as normal as possible. My mail carrier, my grocery cashier, my delivery person. I find myself caring about others instead of just looking out for myself. And oh, my goodness, does it feel good? Goodness is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 63, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 81, a blend of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows level off around 63, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Well, the Assumption Royals go 54 yards in 8 plays with Jack Platt with the little quarterback keeper to the right and the 2-point conversion. The Royals now lead at 14-0, 2-for-2 on their drives.
Yeah, they're doing what they want at will, whenever they want, however they want. Iola has absolutely no answer to this point in the game. But kind of go back to what I said, this could be some revenge a while in coming for what's happened to Assumption the past couple of years against Iola.
So Kubis approaches, puts foot to ball, and he'll kick it to the right side this time. And back there to pick it up is Mellum. Try the far sideline. I don't think he got back to the 20-yard line. He might have been better off letting that thing roll into the end zone.
If it would have rolled into the
end zone. Yeah, that was the question. I think he wasn't going to take any chances, and he scooped it up and returned it to the 17-yard line. So from there, it'll be 1st and 10 for iScan, their third possession of the ball game.
Third time's a charm for them, right?
Yeah.
Like the saying goes, as long as both teams have fun. Right?
Right now, the Royals having a lot of fun. Leading at 14-0, iScan with 1 first down in their first 2 possessions of the ball game. Parker Gullickson back by himself in the gun, puts a motion man next to him now, and he pulls it out of the belly.
Oh, Lieberg.
Nick Lieberg meets Gullickson at the 11-yard line, and it's going to be a loss of 6.
I think he moved it up.
They give him the 12?
Yeah, they gave him the 12.
All right. Only a 5-yard loss then?
Yeah, only.
Back to the 12. Second down and 15 yards to go. Again, the motion man coming to the bottom of the screen, and they fake it to the motion man, give it to the dive back. That's Campart. He tries the left side. Campart just a sophomore. He might have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage. It looks like they're at about the 22-yard line. The 17-yard line.
Yeah, I think he got a 5 back there. A 5-er.
Picks up 4 on the play. Third down.
It'll be 3rd down, and 5 yards to go now for the Thunderbirds.
You know, this game seems familiar. It's almost like the start of the Packer game last Sunday.
Hopefully they get a chance to play this week. I know they didn't have a chance last.
Yeah, I know.
3 wideouts to the bottom of the screen. Rolling to his right is Gullickson. Throws underneath. Got Freedy there at the 23, up to the 25. Keeps it in bounds. Tiptoes the sideline to the 30, 31-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. A gain of 14 on that little pass and run. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for iScan up at the 31-yard line. Make it 32. Give him an extra yard there. 15 yards on that play. So to the 32 of Iola. Gullickson looks to his right, and when he looks back to his left, he saw Nick Lieberg, and that wasn't a pretty sight, and he decided to go down quickly, and that was a wise decision on his part as he is run over at the 24-yard line for a loss of 8. And it'll be 2nd down and 18 now for the Thunderbirds. Wow.
If you want to say that about Nick again, I can go get Ms. Lieberg, and you can say it to her face, and we'll see what happens to you. Sitting right in front of us.
Nick looks like he's having fun out there from his right linebacker position.
Every one of those Royals should be having fun right now.
Gullickson will take, and he'll fake, and he'll throw a little bounce pass. That's caught at the 20, and it's a forward pass because Parker was at about the 18, and he's laying at the 17.
Yeah, hit right in the feet and then bounced up into his arms. Too bad those officials aren't paying attention, or are paying attention, I should say.
They'll leave it at the 24-yard line. Still 3rd down and 18 yards to go. They bring a man from the wide-out position. That's Kramer. Bring him in tight now. Split 2 to the top, 1 to the bottom. Pistol formation. Man comes in motion, bottom of the screen. Give it to Campart. He's had a little bit of success off that side. Joey Moyer and a host of other Royals will meet him at the 29-yard line after a pickup of five. And it'll bring up a fourth down and 13 yards to go. So it'll be punt number three now for the T-Birds.
Ryan Campart with a carry.
Ryan Shaw back. We'll see if they get some pressure on this.
Whistle blows.
Helmet situation for Royals.
Tightening it up there a little bit for Walker Livernash, 5'10", 211-pound freshman. Ooh, trying to block that thing. Fair catch, caught and made at the 45-yard line of Assumption. Boy, he had to come running up fast and caught it at about his knees. That was a nice catch that time.
First down for the Royals.
So Assumption taking over last time at their 46, this time at their 45.
It's getting easier and easier. I'll joke at the side, of course.
Down to our final 46 seconds here in this first period of action. This is the Royals' third possession. They were able to score on their first two. See what they can do with number three here.
I could see them just giving the ball back to Stats because, I mean, he's having a heck of a night already. Big gainers.
A little bit of quick movement, I think, that time by the Royals.
Looked
like the right side might have just flinched.
Yeah, I think that's what it was because it caused the T-Bird to move.
Yep, there was a little flinch there, so.
Ball start on the Royals.
We'll go back five.
Back 5 yards, first and 15.
Other than that fumble and those two penalties, I mean, Coach Sullivan's got to be pretty darn happy with how the game started. I mean, with homecoming week, which is notorious for distractions and heads not being in the game. I mean, we've seen it a few times over the years, haven't we, Randy?
Mm-hmm. A lot of times get off to slow starts. First and 15 now. Klatt will take and put Stats in motion. Pull it out of the belly of Lieberg. Klatt's going to keep it and get to almost the 45. The side judge here has him at the 44. So we'll give him a gain of four. Second down and six. And I think the Royals are going to have to run one more play before we run out of the first period of action. Klatt takes again. Pulls it out of the belly of Lieberg, and he'll keep it around the right-hand side this time. Gets into T-Bird territory, and they'll say he's at the 48-yard line. So give him to the 48. We'll give him eight on the carry.
And there's the quarter.
And we have come to the end of quarter number one, where the scoreboard reads the Assumption Royals 14, Iola Scandinavia nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We're back with more from Assumption right after this.
In the market for a new furnace this fall? Count on the Bryan experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces to help you find the perfect system for you. Upgrade to a new furnace today and get up to $1,350 in rebates and other tax credits. This offer will have you saving money and staying warm all season long. Because that's what happens when you choose Comfort Air. We'll do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Your kids don't have to miss out on their favorite sports activities this season because they need health insurance coverage. BadgerCare Plus is Wisconsin's free or low-cost health insurance program for all kids. Parents can get coverage, too. A family of four making up to $44,000 a year can qualify. Get your kids covered and get them in the game. Call 800-362-3002 or visit BadgerCarePlus.org to make a difference in your child's life, on and off the field. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, working with Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
105.5 FM. And we're back here at Woodruff Bank Field as we are set to start quarter number two. Royals up 14 to nothing. They have a third down and three. Need to get to iScan's 45-yard line. And the snap, and here's Lieberg on the carry. He's got the first down. He's all the way up to the 40-yard line. Just 8 yards before you can even say it.
Yeah, they're just moving the ball forward. Nothing fancy. This is option football at its best. Just moving the ball forward.
So fresh set of downs for the Royals now in iScan 40-yard line. Everybody but Ryan Shaw is in the box. Shaw's on the bottom of the screen. And they take it out of the belly of Lieberg. Stats will keep it again as he works the left side and gets just across maybe the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I think they're. I don't think they gave him a six. I think it's a solid five.
Yeah, they had linesman as just. Yeah, I think they might mark it. Look at that. They do. They mark it at 34, so they're going to give him six.
All right.
Second down and 4 yards to go for assumption. Royals just keeping it moving, though, aren't they? That ball gets set down, and they are at the line of scrimmage, ready to roll. Schultz in motion, looking to throw for the first time. Little down and out to Ryan Shaw's. Got it at the 16-yard line. Little pitch and catch for 18 yards that time, and it's first down at the 16-yard line of iScan. In the red zone again tonight for the third time.
Well, for the Royals, as far as passing for an option team, that was a spectacular play, Randy.
It was pretty, wasn't it? A little down and out, and that was a timing route. It was perfect. He turned around, the ball was there. Now rolling to his left, stops, sets, goes for the back of the end zone. Joey Moyer, touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. Another beautiful pitch and catch that time between Stats and Moyer, and the Royals now lead it 20-0.
Again, I'll say it again, Randy. That was a spectacular play, Randy. Wow, I mean, just and they attacked the other side. Assumption's playing a heck of a game right now. Everything's going right. And this is getting to be darn near dagger time.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I mean, Joey got behind the defense, and he laid it right in the breadbasket.
Right.
Lines are set. Ball is up. Kick is on its way. And this time, the kick is good for Mason Kubis. And with 10:36 to go in quarter number two, Royals lead it 21-0. We'll step out. You're listening to Royals Football on WIRI.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at JacobyCustomCues.com.
Sergeant Jason Nielsen served his country as an MP in Iraq.
I was in Iraq for 10 months before I was hit by the sniper.
He suffered a paralyzing injury, ending his military service. Paralyzed veterans of America's National Service officers, such as Sherita Latham, are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned.
She worked with my wife, took care of everything for me, just so I could focus on just recovery and trying to get on with life.
To learn more, visit pva.org.
105.5 FM. Couple of updates from Don Chesborough back at our studios at the end of quarter number one. Hortonville leading the Red Raiders of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School 7-0. And Spash is trailing Everest at the end of quarter number one, 14-0.
The way I understand it, Rapids had a 4th-and-2 on the Hortonville 6 at the end of the quarter.
Okay. This time the T-Birds put two men deep so that they can cover more field and not let Kubis just kick away from the return man. And it's picked up at the 12, up to the 20, 25, 30, and finally brought down at the 32-yard line where iScan will take over, first and 10.
Only 32. Let's see if, for Iola's sake, hopefully they can get some forward momentum.
Royals like nothing better than to get another three and out and see if they can't get a couple quick scores before halftime, right?
Yep. Start the second half running clock.
Gullickson rolls to his left, looking, lobs it up in the air, and he throws it away, and he got whacked in the ribs by Moyer that time. He is right on his stomach right now, laying at about the 16-yard line, and he looks at, referee and says, I'm fine.
What was the name of the, what was the number of that bus that just hit me? Kind of reminds me a little bit of Herbert from the Chargers.
He took a couple
last
in the ribs
night.
Last night, didn't
he? Yeah, he's actually got fractured rib cartilage.
Ooh.
So no one make him laugh, no one make him breathe deep, no one make him do anything for a while. That's not a fun injury, no matter who you are, what you do.
Second down and 10 yards to go now. And they fake the handoff. They go with the counter to the right-hand side, and the Royals sniffed that out pretty well as that handoff went to Jaden Singh, the senior.
First carry.
He got himself about 3 yards on it. Play. And that'll make third down and 7 yards to go. The ball at the 35-yard line of I-Scan. Two wideouts to the bottom of the screen and early movement. Or somebody, yeah, a little quick movement there. So we'll move it back to the 30.
Ball start against the Thunderbirds.
And it'll bring up third down and 12. Right scan.
Well, this just increases the odds of them getting another stop.
Spencer Columbus. Is that the opponent next week for Nakusa, if I remember correctly?
Yes, sir.
They are at Amherst tonight. Amherst with a real nice win last week against Whitburn. Right at the very end of the game, got a field goal too. After getting, it was funny because they got an interception with about, I don't know, a minute to go or so, and then took it downfield, and the young man who made the interception for Amherst also kicked the game-winning field goal to beat Whitburn. And next week, Nakusa will be taking on Spencer Columbus, who is losing to Amherst right now 28-0. Gives us a chance to talk a little bit about our sponsors of our broadcast here tonight. Chips hamburgers, juicy charbroiled burgers, made the way it should be, fresh and hot. Fries, onion rings, cheese curds, shakes, and rip beer floats. Made the way you want it, Chips hamburgers in Wisconsin Rapids as well as in Marshfield.
Yum, 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 yum,
ooh,
yum, man.
Ooh, doggy, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's some good eats right there.
Especially when you haven't had a chance to grab anything yet today, so.
Hey, I wolfed down a good old Southwood County Recreation Center cheeseburger right before we went on air, and that's... That was pretty good.
A little bit of a delay here was I-Scan called a timeout. It's getting darker all the time. Got to flip on those lights here already.
Yeah, I know I was getting better looking, Randy. Pass.
Gullickson down the middle of the field. Almost a spectacular catch by Freedy. Coverage is made by Mason Kubis and tipped up in the air, and Freed dove for it at the 45-yard line, but wasn't quite able to get a handle on it. So it's going to be fourth down and 12 on the incomplete pass. And once again, the T-Bird's going to have to punt it away.
Would have been something if he would have tipped it to himself.
Yeah.
Kind of like that play in the Super Bowl many moon ago.
Ooh, high snap. Freed gets a hand on it. He was able to grab it. That was... He would have made that catch the other way. He would have had himself a first down. That was really a nice catch. One hand high in the sky and got off the punt. And it's out of bounds at the Assumption 42-yard line. So the last three drives for the Royals have been at the 46, 45, now 42-yard lines. Their own.
Yeah, that's not, if you want to make a stop, you don't want to give them short fields.
More updates from Don Chesbrough back at our studios. Speaking of the paper makers, they're losing to Stratford at the end of quarter number one. In Stratford, 22-8.
Marshfield, not Stratford. Yeah, but Stratford's field's not ready. For the season.
Yep.
So the Tigers of Marshfield are very kind and let them play their home games there.
So sort of in Stratford. It's an away game, but it's in Marshfield, right?
I think technicalities would say it's a neutral site venue.
Ooh, there you go.
That we're using our words tonight, Randy.
Speaking of Marshfield, at the end of quarter number one, they're losing to 3 Dubs, 10-7. That's a battle for first place in the Valley, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we'll see how that shakes out. I mean, if you're a Wisconsin Rapids fan, you better hope Marshfield pulls it out and beats them, because then you got a chance to beat Marshfield. Potentially, if Rapids wins out, you got another three-way tie.
Just like last year, right?
Yep, and I think as of right now, Rapids, they've given up 7, 13, 20 first half points, which would be the tiebreaker between three teams. So we'll see.
So we come out of the tee out. First and 10 Assumption from their own 42-yard line, as they lead it right now 21-0 with 9:30 and counting here in quarter number one. They'll take the handoff to Lieberg as he probes the right side and stretches it out to the 46-yard line. Give him a gain of 4 yards up to the 46.
Yeah, that was one where Klatt wouldn't let go of the ball, and neither would Nick, so they were running together with the ball in their hands, and then they found they couldn't get any speed, so they only gained four, but only four.
Only four. Now they take and put Stotts in the motion to the top of the screen. They give it to Lieberg, and he gets tripped up. That was a nice play by Mr. Freedy.
Yes, it was.
Freedy on a Friday. Only a gain of a yard on that to the 47-yard line. And it'll be third down and five for Assumption.
Do you think they wow him with their air attack again?
Boy, I tell you what, the two passes he's thrown have been just right on the money. Hopefully this is on tape somewhere so that the Packers get a chance to see it and see how to run routes and make throws.
Yeah, I agree.
Klatt under center. Motion man goes to the top of the screen. And the handoff is up the middle. Not Lieberg, though, this time. Instead, up to the 40-yard line of iScan. On the carry was Cade Stotts. And you said it earlier, he's had himself a lot of nice runs thus far. Another 13-yarder right there.
Yeah, that was one play that we saw a bit last week, was where they don't even give the ball or fake the ball to Lieberg. He just runs up one of the gaps, and Stotts is right behind him.
And before the handoff can go to Lieberg, the whistle blows, and again, procedure going to be called on the Royals. So it'll move it back to their own iScan 45-yard line. It'll be second down and 15.
Assumption's just moving forward. I don't know any other way to describe it. They're just doing what they do. They're efficient. They're just moving the ball forward, man. Playing a heck of a game so far.
And the other part is it's really they mix it up. They're going right. They're going left. They're doing counters. They're doing dives, quarterback keepers, throwing the ball both sides of the field. Just well-rounded offense tonight.
It is. It is. They're just peak efficiency right now.
Mm-hmm. First and 15 from the iScan 45. Here's a pitch to Stotts. He's going to try the left-hand side.
You got the corner. He's got the corner.
Got the edge. Can he stay in bounds? Can he stay on his feet? He's at the 10, the 5. They knock him out of bounds just inside the 5. And they'll officially put it down at the 3-yard line. It'll be
42.
First and goal to goal.
First and goal.
On that 42-yard jaunt down to the 3-yard line.
Well, if and when they score again, if you're a Beach Boys fan, which I know you are, Randy, you could say kind of play on words with that. We'll tell you after that play here because they're just about ready to snap the ball.
Same formation. Fake it to Lieberg. Keeper by the quarterback, Klatt. He's in for his third score of the ball game. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption with 7:44 to go here in quarter number two.
Well, the Assumption Royals are definitely having fun, and that score put the T-Birds away, I think. That's a lot. That's a big hole to come out of. But there's a lot of time left. You never know.
Looking good for the Royals, though, thus far.
It is.
As Kubis will attempt the PAT and try to make it 28-0 in favor of Assumption. Whistle is blown. The lines are set. The ball is snapped. The kick is on the way, and this kick is good. And with 7:44 to go in quarter number two, the Royals now increase their lead to 28-0. We step out. You're listening to Assumption Royal Football, WIRI.
Wiz Country 105.5 FM, your home for country legends 24/7, invites you to the Rome Farmers Market every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., now until the end of September in the Rome Town Center. Our local vendors will showcase locally grown fruits, vegetables, meats, bakery items, maple syrup, and much, much more. Visit RomeFarmersMarket.com for more information, and thanks for loving 105.5 FM.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Call us threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Zach Klatt with three touchdown jaunts and a touchdown pass, so he's had his hand in all four scores here tonight. Royals leading it 28 to nothing. And we still have 7 minutes and 44 seconds to go. I know the Royals would like to get a stop and another score and get that running clock in half number two.
As of right now, again, no one will offense Iola Scandinavia. I don't know what they can do to stop that from happening. Right, we haven't seen anything as of yet. But right about now is where I think you're going to see a little more dangerous team kind of pin back. If you got to lose, you got to kind of pull out some tricks.
Myers on the catch and the return as he takes it up the far side of the field. The 20, 25, 30, and hit at the 32-yard line and brought down there. So Iola Scandinavia starts off on their own 32, first and 10.
Well, it's second drive in a row where they started on their 32 and didn't get anywhere last time. So
see if they can't turn the tables a little bit here.
Yep. Flip the script, so to speak.
Two wideouts, bottom of the screen. That's Freedy and Singh. Single receiver on top. Man to the left of Gullickson. That top man comes in motion. That's Mellum. And give it to Kampert. He crosses the 35 to the 36-yard line, the sophomore running back. Gives himself 4 yards on that pickup. It'll be second down and 6 from the 36.
Now we're getting a nice little breeze in mm-hmm. from the southeast, so now I'm worried about it raining.
Yeah, once that wind moves around to the east, that's usually a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, of course it would do it, because it's going to be a weekend.
Let's hope it doesn't.
And, of course, because it's open weekend of bow season, right. So of course it's going to rain right when I want to do something fun.
Here's a quick pass out to the right flat.
Ooh!
Oh! Ryan Shaw into the ribs of Carter Mellum. That was a tough 3 yards to the 40-yard line. We'll give him 4 for that whack.
Yeah, I'll give him 4 on that. I kind of felt bad for him on that hit. I mean, and that's one that they talk in the NFL, at least I understand we're high school, not the NFL, where you throw high like that and the receiver's got to jump, expose himself. You're asking for, like we talked about earlier with Justin Herbert from the Chargers, broken ribs. You're asking for it.
And that's why you see so often that they try their best to throw that ball down only where the receiver can get it and not get hit.
Yeah. I mean, it's 6-1, half dozen of another. That, thankfully, got up. Thankfully, nothing bad happened.
Two wideouts bottom of the screen. And whistle blows.
Timeout.
That's the third and final timeout, I believe, for iScan here. And again,
yes, sir.
Gives us an opportunity to thank our sponsors. So far, keys to the game has been the running back and diversity of the Assumption Royals, and you can score big at Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, where you can catch all the savings on fresh baked goods, meats, produce, and deli products. You won't fumble the handoff when you shop the pig down the street in Nakusa. And, of course, you talked about it last week. You had a chance to get over there.
Yes, I did, and I plan on getting back over there tomorrow. You know what? I stopped and talked to him down there. I said, me and Randy Paul on the radio, we were talking about you. And Randy who?
No, yeah.
What? No.
That's what my wife says.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my family says about me. Mike, Michael, who? No, I'm kidding, of course. But I did talk to him, did the Assumption game last week and read a few ads for you guys, and they really appreciated that. Didn't get me any free food, but they appreciated it.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage and a quick push up the middle by the center and right guard, followed by the quarterback, Parker Gullickson, and he pushes his way up to the 44-yard line and a first down.
Well, that's a win right there. That's short gain on the play. You got to look at it that way. It's a win for him there.
Maybe their second, third?
Third.
First down of the ball.
End around. They're getting a little tricky.
Oh, nice move that time. And he faked it to the left, and he came right back into the waiting arms of Cade Stotts, and I think Carter wishes he might have not gone back to the right.
I tend to agree. I mean, he got leveled.
There have been some real hard hits so far here tonight. That was a tough 2-yard carry to the 46-yard line.
Right. I always spend maybe on the receiving end a little bit more of them, but they've delivered a couple booms.
Gullickson going to keep it. Gets caught from behind, pulls out of that would-be tackle that time and dives ahead to the line of scrimmage. Could have lost 2, but instead nothing on the play, and he's still at the 46-yard line where it'll still be 3rd down and 8 yards to go.
Yeah, they started to give him a yard, but
changed their mind, didn't they?
Yeah.
Put it back to the 45, so they actually lost one on it. It's 3rd and 9. They tend to do that to us on a Friday night. Keep us on our toes.
It's probably a good thing.
3rd and 9 from their own 45-yard line. They being the T-Birds of Iola Scandinavia.
Pass.
Pick the handoff, throw a little down and out. That's a nice pass and throw.
And he dropped it.
Oh, couldn't hang on to it, Carter Mellum. It was off the right-hand shoulder in the hands, just couldn't hang on to it. And it'll be 4th down and punting situation once again for iScan.
Yeah, right in the grippers there, but just couldn't hold on.
So Freedy once again standing back at his own 33-yard line waiting to punt it away. The snap is good this time, and the kick, that's a good one. That's going to be
shot
at the 25-yard line, takes it to the outside, 30, 35, ahead to the 37, maybe even the 38-yard line. See where the headlands linesman marks it. I think he's going to the 38.
Yeah, that's what it appears to be, 38.
46. 4:36 still remaining here in quarter number 2. And it's like we said, they got about a 3-minute drive there. See if they can stop them, get the ball back, and maybe get this up to the magic 35 here before halftime.
I'm positive that's what Coach Sullivan's going to do. There's just kind of constrict them. Oh, got a pitch to Schultz.
He's got some running
room.
It's grabbed by the shoulder pad, grabbed by the back of the jersey around the shoulder pads.
That was getting dangerously close to a horse collar.
Sure was. 28 yards on that little carry up to the 35-yard line. And the Royals quickly to the line of scrimmage on 1st and 10. Pull it out of the belly of Lieberg. Klatt keeps it, and he goes across the 30 to the 27-yard line. Pickup of 8 on the carry. 2nd down now and 2. Again, Klatt making wise decisions.
Yes, he is. I mean, the game's definitely really slowed down for him compared to when he was a sophomore and starting too. But that's going to happen. But assumptions just moving him off the ball. That line is going backwards.
2nd back through. I think that's Stats on the right-hand side this time, across the 25
yes,
to
is.
The 23. And Cade with a pickup of 4. And it'll be a fresh set of downs for Assumption as we now are at the 3:35 mark of quarter number 2. Plenty of time to get this into the zone and get that 5-touchdown lead.
Right, and maybe they're even looking at maybe getting one more.
Lieberg at the dive, and he dances to the right sideline outside the right hash mark, across the 20, down to the 17-yard line. Gain of 6 on that carry. And it'll be 2nd down and 4 yards to go for Assumption at the Iola 17. We always say Iola. It could be Scandinavia, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Iola's just quicker.
Yep, that's right.
One less syllable.
Silhouette?
Or 2.
Oh.
There's a pitch to the left side. There's Cade Stats again as he's turning it at the 15, 10, inside the 10, and there's going to be a penalty on the Royals, and I think you're right. Penalty flag lays back at the 15-yard line. And when it's on the edge like that, usually a hold, and it is.
Probably going to give him a 3-yard, because it's going to be a spot foul, so you give him a rush for 3 yards, and then you move her back 10. And
it ends up being a total loss of 8 back to the 25-yard line if they mark it from the 15.
Right about.
They're going to mark it back at the 27, so you're going to say a 10-yard loss. So it'll be a 2nd down and 14 now to go for Assumption.
I see a pass coming up.
And we'll see it right here. A little pump and
pump
go.
Fake.
Shaw got behind him,
flag.
And he caught it.
Caught it.
He was interfered with. No flag. And he's got it at the 1.
He's got the flag in his hand, and I wouldn't be surprised. surprised if he dropped it.
Probably going to say as long as he caught it, we're not going to call it, huh?
Okay, I mean, whatever.
So first and goal from the one-yard line. Another great pass as Ryan Shaw just held his ground and pulled it into his chest. And it'll be first and goal for the Royals from the one-yard line. Could Mr. Klopp get his fourth touchdown and be part of five right here?
I think so. Or do you want Nick to get one?
Let's see what they do. Jack under center. Bobbled it a little bit and said, Nick, why don't you have one? And Nick walks in unabated to the goal post. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. And now pending the PAT, the Royals have a chance to go up 35 on the Mason Kubis attempt.
Yep, they got the tee coming out there, so you know they're going to try.
155 still to go here in quarter number two. So Klatt the holder, who was into a little bit of a breeze on this PAT. Waiting for the snap. It's good. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good as well. And the score now reads the Assumption Royals 35. The T-Birds nothing. We'll step out. You're listening to Assumption Football, WIRI.
In the market for a new furnace this fall? Count on the Bryan experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces to help you find the perfect system for you. Upgrade to a new furnace today and get up to $1,350 in rebates and other tax credits. This offer will have you saving money and staying warm all season long, because that's what happens when you choose Comfort Air. We'll do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 63, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 81, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74. 105.5 FM.
Well, the Assumption Royals have had the ball five times here tonight, and they've put it in the end zone all five times. One missed PAT, but a two-point conversion to cover that extra miss, and we've got ourselves 35-0 ball game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that was spectacular play, Randy. Wow, when Shaw caught that, he's being interfered with the whole way, flying through the air, land square on his back with the ball.
Little pump fake, and he had the first defender beaten. The safety came over, and he was motoring. He got there and a little bit early, but Shaw with the concentration and the catch, and Lieberg follows it up with a one-yard run up the middle, and the Royals now lead it 35-0. As Kubis approaches, puts foot to ball, he squibs it on the ground. It went off a T-Bird defender, and they fall on it on the 39-yard line, so fortunate that they got back on top of that. As the recovery that time was made for eye scan by Mason Kramer.
And that was one where I'm pretty sure he was trying to steal an extra possession, because I believe they get the ball to start the second half.
They do.
First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
So the T-Birds start over on their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Taking a little bit of time as they all stand at the line of scrimmage. And now Parker Gullickson is ready. A man to his left. He rolls to his left. He's looking downfield. He's under some duress. He throws it off the hands of the intended receiver that time, Mason Kramer, at about the 41-yard line.
Second down.
And it'll be second and 10 from the 39-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 49 to go here in half number one.
Make them. Assumption's got three timeouts left. Iola's got none. You make them incomplete that pass, stops the clock, gives you more time to possibly go up 42-0.
Straight back in the pocket goes Gullickson, dancing a little bit now, throws it up over the middle, and it is caught at midfield, up ahead to the 44-yard line. Nice grab by Mason Kramer. So they are in Assumption territory. A 17-yard reception, and they are at the officially 44-yard line of Assumption. And rolling to his right, Gullickson throws it just down at the feet, well covered that time on the far sideline by Ryan Shaw. And it'll bring up a second down and 10. Keeping things moving rather quickly here with still a 1:31 to go. Plenty of time for iScan to get it into the zone, and they'd like nothing better than to do that, give themselves not only a little bit of momentum, but keep that clock from running at the start of half number two.
Right, right. I mean, if they don't get it in, they turn the ball over, man. She's not looking good.
Gullickson just lets it fly down the right-hand sideline. They're going to call pass interference.
Yeah.
Ran into Ryan Shaw, and he was holding up Freedy a little bit. And of course, in high school football, it's not a spot foul. Instead, it's a 15-yard penalty. So that will move the ball down to the 29-yard line. If they go from the 44, which they should.
If there's one issue or one area where Assumption, I'm sure, is sitting there saying, hey, we need to be doing better, it'd be penalties. I've got them for 5 for 40 yards.
A couple of motion penalties, one hold,
yep.
And now a pass interference.
Yep, I've got three false starts, or what I call false starts. I mean, the same motion by the officials.
So, again, a couple of wide outs to the left. Free on the top of the screen by his lonesome up there.
A tight end probably will split out.
Ryan Kampert, the lone set to the left of the quarterback, Gullickson. Gullickson's going to keep it, and he's going to run it up the middle. And he runs into the waiting arms of the linebacker for the Royals. I think once again making the tackle is Walker Livernash.
Yeah, he ran right square into him.
So nothing on that one.
And we got halftime in Hortonville. It'll be 7-3 Polar Bears over the Raiders. Ashton Fisher hit a 50-yard field goal just before the half.
Gullickson throws it to the right-hand line right off the hands of Freedy. It was right about head high and wasn't able to haul it in. So that's an incomplete pass. It'll bring up a third down now and 10 yards to go. From the 29-yard line. Also, Pacelli leading Rosholt at the break, 20-8.
Now that's another team that's having a tough season, is Pacelli.
Yeah. Again, as we mentioned in the pregame show, you know, Mr. Cashin.
Yep.
He had himself a spectacular year last year.
Got Baron Colt, though. He's an adequate back.
50 seconds to go, 3rd and 10 for iScan. Gonna pump fake, let it go down the right sideline. Got a man wide open and just threw it over the right shoulder instead of the left, and unable to catch up to it was Carter Mellum, and it'll be 4th down from the 20-yard line. 4th and 10 from the 29-yard line of Assumption.
Well, I mean, it's 4-down territory. I mean, you got to do something.
The Wausau West Warriors, 3 dubs, leads Marshfield 17-7 at the break.
That's about where Rapids led West the other week, so maybe Marshfield can return the favor to West, maybe.
4th and 10, Gullickson with a running back. That's Kampert to his right. 2 wideouts left, 2 wideouts right. Lots of options here for Gullickson. And he goes right over the middle, and he overleads the intended receiver, Freedy, who winces a little bit as he got a little nick on the shoulder that time, and with the incomplete pass, the turnover on downs. And the Royals will get it back with 40 seconds to go. Probably run a play and probably call it halftime.
Yeah, or do you want to, if you haven't gone for the throat already, do you really want to go for the throat?
Well, it probably does depend upon how much yardage you pick up here on first down, right?
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of yardage, you're probably content. You get a big play, you might go for it. See what they do.
Sully, I don't know. He likes to gamble from time to time.
Clatt blows backfield. He's going to keep it. He fakes the pitch, tries the right side, gets up to the 36-yard line. And gets himself a gain of 7. Clock's moving with 10 seconds to go. And I think the Royals content to say, let's walk into the locker room with a 5-score lead here as we come to the end of half number one. And the Assumption Royals 35, the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia nothing. We're going to take a break. We'll send it back to our studios. Don Chesborough working his magic as he'll take us through a few of those halftime minutes. Gives us a chance to take a little breather, add up some numbers. We'll bring those to you in about 10 minutes or so. So in the meantime, you're listening to Assumption Royal Football here from Wood Trust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. Royals lead it 35 to nothing.
Paper City Savings realizes that banking is different for everyone. That's why Paper City Savings provides the best of both worlds, offering face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology, such as e-banking platforms. If you want the best of both worlds, look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll be right back.
We'll be at Macmillan Library Fine Arts Center on Thursday, September 22nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Come hear a local four-piece jazz combo that plays jazz classics from the Great American Songbook. Pete Revel and Four on the Floor, September 22nd starting at 6:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Library. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 63. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
2022 Assumption Football is proudly brought to you this season by Comfort Air Heating Cooling, Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, and Nakusa Piggly Wiggly. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM WIRI, proudly bringing you Assumption High School Sports and your hometown station, playing Country Legends 24/7. Wisc Country, 105.5.
Back here at Woodtrust Bank Field, great big thank you to Don Chesborough for all of his halftime entertainment.
Thank you, Don.
It's homecoming 2022 here at Woodtrust Bank Field, and got a hold of all the members of the court. We'll run through those for you real quickly. Gracie Dolan and Nick Lieberg, Ava Goodness, escorted by Connor Peters, Morgan Reichel and Jack Klatt, Ava Schill, Ryan Shaw, and the queen is Maddie Minel and Carson Martin. So there's your homecoming court 2022. And on the field, it's been all one way for the Royals as they lead it 35-0.
Yeah, to say it's been a butt-whooping would be putting it nicely. It has not gone well for Iola. Looking at the stats so far, by my count, which you can take that for what it's worth as always, Randy, it's pretty simple. 16 yards on the ground for Iola with 42 through the air. That's a pretty good defensive effort. No turnovers, so, I mean, Iola has that going for it. But they have no answer for Assumption. Assumption, no turnovers either. But 47 yards through the air and over 200 on the ground. So you tell me what's working for Assumption. Darn near everything.
Yeah, the Royals have been very diverse in their offense, running it all over the field, left, right, and up the middle, and passes that are right on the money, possibly 3-4 for 4, 3-for-3, something like that.
3-for-3, yes.
And all right on the money as the Royals are comfortably on top. Started back in quarter number one at the 7:40 mark. Zach Platt, a one-yard quarterback sneak, 6-play, 78-yard drive, and the PAT by Mason Kubis was wide right, and the Royals led it 6-0. Then with 3:42 still to go in quarter number one, Jack Clatt had a second quarterback sneak from 1 yard out. This time it was an 8-play, 54-yard drive, and he also got the two-point conversion, so the Royals, after quarter number one, led it 14-0. Then they put up three scores in quarter number two. The first one, just a minute and 24 seconds had gone off the clock in that second quarter, as Jack Clatt hooked up with Joey Moyer on a 16-yard touchdown pass. 6 plays, 55 yards. The Kubis PAT made it 21-0 Royals. Then with 7:44 to go in half number one, Clatt again with a touchdown jaunt of 3 yards this time. It was only a 5-play, 58-yard drive. Kubis' PAT made it 28-0. And then with a minute 55 to go, Nick Lieberg, 1 yard straight up the middle, 7 plays, 63 yards. The all-important PAT by Mason Kubis gives us a running clock to start quarter number three as the Royals lead it 35-0. One of the other things that we want to mention, we've got a lot of scores coming in from around the area thanks to Don Chesborough as well. We'll try to update you on those. Halftime, Colby leading Edgar. I don't know if you're surprised at that. Colby, of course, ranked in Division 5. Edgar, number one in Division 7. That's a 16-6 lead for the Hornets of Colby. Spash is drawn to within 8 of DC Everest, 24-16 at the break. Stratford is comfortably on top of the Papermakers, 42-8. And, of course, you were over at Port Edwards this afternoon in an 8-man football, the number one ranked team in 8-man football, Newman Catholic Cardinals. It led it 50-0 at the break and ended up winning it 57-12.
It was at intermission at halftime, it was 57-6.
Okay.
And ended to 57-12.
Okay.
So that was a run clock the entire second half. Now I finally got exact numbers here because I was watching the halftime festivities. That is 58 total yards for Iola, 42 through the air, 16 on the ground. To the Royals, 343 total of 278 on the ground and 65 passing. They are 3-for-3 through the air, 2 going to Ryan Shaw, 1 going to Joey
Moyer.
Yeah, Joey Moyer, yep.
Haven't even had a chance to talk about Badger football, of course.
I don't know if I really want to.
Didn't score in the second half against Wazoo last week. That was a little disappointing.
But they turned it over about 4 times.
Didn't they get inside the red zone 8 times and only score twice, I think,
yeah,
I heard?
It was disheartening. I mean, I've said I'm a big Oklahoma Sooner fan, and they've just rolled like they should. But Wisconsin, it was disappointing. They got to figure it out. And this week, I don't know if you're a gambler. I'm not. But they say don't go with Wisconsin to cover the spread against New Mexico State. And they say definitely don't do it when they play Ohio State.
How about App State?
Oh, man.
My goodness, beat the number 6 team. I think they're doing College Game Day from their campus this week.
Well, Boone, North Carolina, if you remember, App State put those mid-majors, or now I don't even know if they'd be considered a mid-major, on the map when they knocked off Michigan.
Yeah, and they almost beat North Carolina in the first week. There was like 63 points scored in that first half. Here's a little pooch kick that's caught at the 45-yard line and run out with the fifth. Nice heads-up play by the Royals' Manny Schultz as he caught it in the air at about the 40-yard line and returned it to his own 49. So the Royals will have a running clock here, and it'll be first and 10 as they get things going to start this second half. So right off the get-go, we've already lost 20 seconds here in quarter number three.
Well, that was a play that where you're Iowa Scandinavia, you're sitting there saying, well, you know what, if we get the ball, great, we got good field position, but if we don't, we just gave Assumption perfect field position.
It's like, we got to try something. We're down 35
yeah.
zip, right?
You've got to try something. I mean, I'm not being critical of them by any means because they're trying.
Right.
They're trying to do something to catch Assumption sleeping.
And I fake the handoff on the dive, and it's going to be kept by Klatt as he spun ahead to the 46-yard line. Of
gain of five.
Iola for a gain of five. Second down and five.
He's had a good night. I mean, you see it in the stat column. Three rushing touchdowns, a passing touchdown. But now he's got 5 yards on that carry for 94 yards. He's having a nice night.
Klatt looking over the sideline at Coach Sullivan. Done a great job with this Royal program.
Yes, he has.
Really nice job. Second down, 5 yards to go. Klatt climbs it under center. They put man in motion. Now they run the counter to the near sideline. 40, 35, 30.
Oh, Joey Moyer.
Tiff arm by Moyer. Stumbles and falls down at the 23-yard line for a gain of 23. Makes the math a lot easier. And we first and 10. He got that inside counter, and once he turned the corner, he had a man that he was going to beat after about 10 yards,
yeah.
And he just gave him a stiff arm into the ground.
Yeah, if he doesn't get tripped up on that stiff arm play, he's probably halfway to Stevens Point getting ready for next Saturday's game against Pacelli.
We'd be yelling touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. Klatt this time keeps, and he gets no gain. He's able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
That might be the first play all game. Here, looking at my stat sheet, where now there's Joey Moyer, unfortunately, had a rush for negative one, so that was a zero. That's one of the few positive yards that Iola's, or positive plays that Iola's had defensively.
Offensive line has just done a great job for the Royals tonight.
Absolutely.
Gunnar Kraus, one of the linemen for the Royals. Also, Xavier Hoffman, Adam Hazel, Kenny Golat, Brad Jorgensen.
A beef up front.
And there's the handoff to the beef in the back, Nick Lieberg, as he crosses the 20 down to the 17-yard line for a pickup of 6. And it'll bring up third down and 4. Maybe they even gave him the...
I think they gave him 7.
The 16, didn't they? Yep. Third down and 3 for the Royals.
And this is a situation where Assumption, okay, just keep moving forward. And if they don't get it, they go for it anyways.
And they pull it out of the belly of Lieber. Klatt keeps it to maybe the 12.
Yeah, he gained a 4 or so.
Jack Klatt.
Depends on the spot.
It's me very close. I think they're going to start moving the stick. First and 10, Royals at the 12-yard line. The nice thing about if they get in the end zone here.
Yeah.
Then even if iScan scores, unless they would get a 2-point conversion, the clock would continue to roll.
Right, right. And then that totally guarantees in the second, in the fourth quarter, the running clock will not stop.
Manny Schultz takes it across the 10, off the right-hand side, down to the 8-yard line for a quick 4-yard jaunt. And it'll be second down and 6 for Assumption. End of the third quarter. Pacelli on tap of Roschel, 27-8. Next Saturday, the Royals will be at Pacelli for the Cardinals' homecoming.
Yep, 1 o'clock kickoff, if I remember the schedule correctly.
And they give it to Lieberg off the left
touchdown.
Hand side. Did he get it into the end zone?
Yes, sir.
Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. And a little 8-yard run for Lieberg. He has his second touchdown of the ball game. And the Royals increase their lead now to 41-0 as Kubas will come on for the PAT from the tee as Jack Klatt will hold. Everybody at the line of scrimmage, lines are set.
Mello's got a weird formation to try to stop it.
Ball snap. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And with 7:34 to go in quarter number three, the Royals increase their lead to 42-0. We'll step out. You're listening to Assumption Royal Football on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings realizes that banking is different for everyone. That's why Paper City Savings provides the best of both worlds, offering face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology, such as e-banking platforms. If you want the best of both worlds, look no further than Paper City Savings.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
105.5 FM. An update on the Lincoln Red Raiders score?
Yeah, Randy, you remember right before halftime I said that Ashton Fisher kicked a 50-yard field goal and they were down 7-3 at the half?
Correct.
Well, the Red Raiders are really energized them. They've scored two touchdowns in the first half of the third quarter, and they are now up 17-7 over the Polar Bears of Hortonville.
Way to go, Raiders. Here's the kick, picked up at the 16-yard line, straight up the near hash mark, going to the outside, got a little running room, 40, 50, finally brought down from behind as making the tackle was Mr. Kubis, but not before the return by Jaden Singh could get the ball into Assumption territory. This is obviously going to be the best starting position of the ball game for the T-Birds.
Yeah, and that's encouraging for them. They got a look that they needed to get, and they took advantage of it. So, I mean, start on the Assumption 45, 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Let's see if they can do something with it.
Gullickson stands at the midfield mark, gets the snap, and he'll take and give it on the little end around this time into the hands of Carter Mellum, and he gets knocked down at the yard marker. Maybe they'll say we're going to give you a yard effort.
With the way he got smoked by Nick Lieberg there right on the far sideline, you just please give that kid a yard.
Yeah.
Please.
Clock continues to roll with the running clock as we are just about halfway through quarter number three here from Woodtrust Bank Field. Two wides to the bottom of the screen, two to the top. Single setback to the left of Gullickson, and he'll throw a quick pass out here into the hands of Mellum as he gets whacked at the 40, but still stays on his feet and drives ahead to the 35-yard line. It's for a pickup of 9.
Yeah, he got what he needed. Moved the ball. They got their, I believe this is their first down of the game, first in the second half. This is their first possession of the second half. So we'll see how they continue to move this drive.
They give him the first down, so at the 35-yard line of Assumption, fake the handoff. Gullickson's going to keep, and he will run into Joey Moyer at the 34-yard line. So a 1-yard carry, second down and 9 yards to go. And we're talking about the Badgers earlier. They're going to be on our sister station, AM 1320 WFHR, pregame kicking off at 12:30 tomorrow. And the real kickoff will take place at 2:30.
Yeah, if it's raining and I can't do any of my farm work, it looks like I get to watch the Badgers. Or I get to watch the Badgers. I don't know. It depends on how they play.
Right. Hopefully not like last week.
Oh, man, I hope not. Yeah, oh, you got that right. I'll be attending that game Sunday night with my mother.
Ah, here's a handoff to the first back through. That's Ryan Campert as he crawls across the 30 to the 29-yard line. Campert. As he gets 5 yards on that jaunt, and it'll be a third down and 4 yards to go for the T-Birds.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? There's certain games, most games I don't really care who wins or who loses or anything like that, but it's like Rapids Point, man, I can't stand losing a point, or Assumption Newman, I don't like losing to Newman, but I don't like losing to the Bears. Come on.
Swing pass out to Mellum. He catches it at about the 32-yard line and gets his way back to the line of scrimmage and maybe even a yard beyond the 28-yard line for a gain of one. That was a lot of work for 1 yard. It'll be fourth and three now. The ball at the 28-yard line of Assumption. And if there's any doubt, you're in four down territory, trailing at 42-0. There is no doubt.
Yeah, and like I know I've said it before in the words of the Kiss song, nothing to lose.
Here's the snap. Fake the handoff. Gullickson's going to keep it.
Sure.
He's going to be brought down shy of the stick after a minimal gain of 1 yard to the 27-yard line, and the Royals will take over on downs.
That's deflating.
Yeah.
Fourth down carry is short.
So Assumption takes over on their own 27-yard line, and we have at the clock continuing to roll down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds is remaining here in quarter number 3. 42-0 Assumption here at Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. As the Royals scored on every time they have had the ball, except right at the end of the first half where they just basically got it with 40 seconds left and ran out the clock.
Yeah, that's kind of a mulligan, if you ask me, if you're keeping stats.
Speaking of stats, there's the flip two, Cade. And it goes through his hands, but he's able to fall on it at the 31-yard line.
Still gained 4 yards.
I was say, actually picked up 4 yards on that.
Well, I mean, when things are going right, Randy. I no other way to explain it.
And if you're an iScan fan, you're going, man, when it's going wrong, you can't even get on those, right?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Kind of the story of our year, they would be saying. Second down point. And six, right?
Yep, to this point, yeah.
Here's the handoff to Lieberg straight up the middle, and he dives ahead to the 39-yard line. A quick pickup of 8 yards, and it'll be first and 10 Assumption as Nick Lieberg just hit that hole hard and quickly and got himself to the 39 for 8 yards.
A little more chopping of the legs, and he's just partying in the end zone there.
One wide out, bottom of the screen. Give it to Lieberg again. Breaking tackles
side.
At the 45-yard line. Stiff arm moves to 50. 45-40. He just ran out of real estate as he runs out of bounds. And he'll mark him at the 35-yard line of Iola.
And I'm surprised there wasn't a flag on this play. There was, I'm not going to say it was a bad hit or anything like that, but there was a hard hit on a player who wasn't necessarily had his head on a swivel, and he's writhing in pain. That's, ouch. That was a hard hit. I saw him go flying.
Gives us a chance to say a great big thank you to all of our sponsors, Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Comfort Air Heating Cooling, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. New sponsor on board. And again, if you'd like to get on board, just give us a call during the week, 715-424-1300. Steph will be happy to help you out as we give us a chance to bring you these contests. Cover a little bit of all the area teams, as we've already had a chance to get a couple of Assumption games on. We also hope to maybe get on the Lincoln-Marshfield game a little bit later on here this year, as an injured player, Jackson Free, bounces back up and runs off under his own power. That's great to see. And of course, we'll be over in Nakusa a couple of times yet before the season comes to a close. It's amazing we're here almost at the halfway point.
Yeah. Oh, I would say halfway point. I got a couple of results here from the Nightfall Classic at Marshfield cross country. Assumption girls ranked number one in the state in Division III. They had three girls finish in the top 10 overall, which is pretty darn good if you ask me. A fourth finish 11th, and they won the small girls division with 52 points to Stratford's 80.
Ooh.
For second.
Whooping.
Yeah, it was.
There's a handoff. It's going to be a touchdown, but it's going to be called back. Stats is going to go up the middle all the way from 35 yards out, but we've got a hold on Assumption. One of the iSky players gets up slowly, and Jack Klatt goes over and kind of pats him on the head. It was Austin Noor getting up a little bit slowly. Junior linebacker. So the flag lies at the 35-yard line, so it should push it back to the 45 if they're going to start marking it from there, and I think they are. So the 10-yard penalty, and it'll be first and 20 for
Royals.
Well, that's one way to slow down the Royals. If you can't do it any other way, let them make penalties.
It was very interesting that the entire fan base over here on our side, nobody started cheering. They all saw the flag and they knew it was coming back.
Yep.
That's what you call knowledgeable fans, right?
I would agree with you.
Normally
you
hear people screaming and hollering, yeah, he's got a touchdown, but they knew it. Here's a handoff to Ryan Shaw. Boy, big block downfield by Stats. He just sent a T-Bird rolling at the 25-yard line. Wow.
You know, like I said, they've really amped up the hitting in the second half, and wow, there's been some boomers laid on the T-Birds.
Maybe one more play here in this quick-moving running clock third quarter, as we're officially down to 40 seconds. Stats gets everybody set at the line, takes turns, pulls it out of the belly of Liebert, keeps it himself, and he is going to be brought down at the 29-yard line. Nice little 11-yard carry for Jack. And it'll bring up a third down and four. So much more manageable now for the Royals as we will head into quarter number four as the players start heading over to the sideline as they will let the clock hit zeros here at Woodtrust Bank Field. The Royals add themselves another score in quarter number three and now lead it by 42-0 as we hit zeros on the clock. We'll step out. You're listening to Assumption Royal Football here on 105.5 WIRI.
You deserve the very best out of your furnace, so if yours isn't working like it should, count on the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces to fix it right away. Our team will get it up and running as soon as we can, whether it breaks down during the day or in the middle of the night. As a Bryant Factory Authorized dealer, we'll do whatever it takes to keep your heat on and keep your family as comfortable as possible all winter long.
Need a repair? Get started now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Wis Country 105.5 FM, your home for country legends 24/7, invites you to the Rome Farmers Market every Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., now until the end of September in the Rome Town Center. Our local vendors will showcase locally grown fruits, vegetables, meats, bakery items, maple syrup, and much, much more. Visit RomeFarmersMarket.com for more information, and thanks for loving 105.5 FM.
So as we head into quarter number four, it's been all Royals here tonight as they lead it 42-0, and we will continue that running clock here on Homecoming 2022.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's going to be run clock the rest of the quarter, so this quarter's going to fly on by, which is okay with me. I think it's okay for you. Randy, you can go get a late fish fry or something like that, but this is good cap to homecoming week for the Royals.
Third and four as they give it to Stats on the little counter to the left side, and he's going to get enough for the first down as they'll mark it at the 24-yard line. Pickup of five on third and four to be first and 10.
Quick update, Randy. End of the third quarter, 17-7, Rapids over Hortonville.
Still hanging on to that 10-point advantage.
It was a fourth and five at the Hortonville 40 when the quarter ended. So if they can get that, pick it up, keep moving the ball, one more score, you may see the Raiders keep pace in the Valley Football Association. Not there yet, but keep pace.
Platt under center, makes it to the first back through, gives it to the second. That's Stats, and he is taking Soren Grenley for a little bit of a ride to the 17-yard line on a gain of seven. It'll be second down and three.
2-4-7. We have a winner.
Just looking a little bit at the standing. Standing-wise, you'd think that the Raiders should defeat Hortonville.
Yeah, should.
Standing-wise, but you're also going on the road, and Hortonville's a little bit of a jaunt down the road over there towards the Appleton area.
Yep, it's a first of three consecutive road games for the Raiders at Hortonville, then at Everest, and then at Marshfield for the battle for Wood County. So
here's Lieberg on the handoff as he'll go off left tackle this time to the 9-yard line. He gets another 8 yards, and it'll be first and goal to goal for the Royals as they try to get within a point of 50.
Yeah, as of right now, Lieberg's at 89 yards through 12 carries. Collette, 15 carries, 109. Stats, 10 carries, 126. We'll see if get 300-yard rushers.
I think we got stats down to the one-yard line on a quick hitter as he gains 8, and it'll be second and goal from the one. Let's see if Mr. Klatt decides to take it in the end zone. I believe that would be his fourth carry for a touchdown if he does so.
Yeah.
Lieberg a couple as well. Everybody in the skill positions looking back at coach, seeing what they want. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Nick's brother Chase at quarterback after this series.
I would agree. You almost got a
Nick's got a touchdown. He walks right into the end zone, and it's touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. And that's one way. Is that stats?
Yep, sure was.
My bad. So Cade Stats on the touchdown, and this is one way to stop the clock with 9:38 to go here in quarter number four.
How could you, Randy? How could you do that?
First mistake of the day.
I know. It happens.
23-26, and we're a long way away. And these are old eyes.
The lighting doesn't help either.
Oh, Stats with the one-yard touchdown run. Who was trying to get it to 49? Lines are set. Snap is good. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good as well. So with 9:38 to go in our ball game, the Royals lead it 49-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
If you're going to be a player, you need the right equipment. Let Jacoby Custom Cues help you improve your game by fitting you with the proper cool cue from the tip to the bumper. Joint pins, leather wraps, performance shaft, and cool personal touches like photo engraving. Jacoby also carries the largest selection of darts, flights, and tips. Jacoby Custom Cues on Market Street in Nakusa or at JacobyCustomCues.com.
Here's your Country Legends 24/7 forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 63. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 81. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
We've had ourselves some beautiful weather, and the rain holds off. Might want to head out to Homestead. Play a little golf on out there this week, and if you do, get a chance to say hi to the whole gang out there.
Beautiful course. Saw it this afternoon.
Yep.
Beautiful green.
Lots of good people out there that we always get a chance to say hi to, and you make sure you do the same as you head out of town. Head to the west, go over the viaduct, drive a couple miles, and you'll see it on your right. Pull on inside. Have yourself a soda pop, play a little golf, say hi from all of us at WIRI. 49-0 as the clock will get started up once again here. Once Mason Kubas puts foot to ball, whistle has sounded, Royals are set. And Kubas now approaches the football and lets it fly. That's a good kick into the
wind.
Yes,
it is.
Carter Mellum catches it at the 12-yard line, goes to the far side hash, cut it back up inside of the 20-25 before he's brought down by Ryan Shaw at the 26-yard line of I-scan. It'll be first and 10, T-Birds.
The Royals are on a roll right now. They are playing good ball. And unfortunately, it took them a very close loss to Pepinalma to really start hitting their stride. But they come back and beat Pittsville. They demolish Marathon. They just blow the T-Birds out of the water. They're playing good ball right now.
A late newcomer to the field for the Royals. Gullickson, new quarterback as well. Is it going to, ball comes popping out and the Royals on top of it?
Maybe.
They were for a second and overslid it, but I don't know if the T-Birds got it back or not. No, I think the Royals got it. I think in the Royals it was recovery by Christian Stotts. At the T-Birds 37-yard line, are they going to say? Or the 38? I guess they're going to say the 38-yard line. So one play, a quick fumble. The quarterback that time was Jensen Rice, just a freshman. And when he got hit, that ball came popping free. And it's a popping fresh drive for the Royals at the 38-yard line of iScan.
Yeah, this is you're going to start getting the reserves, and you got little Eberg out there. You got little Stats out there. You still got Kubis out there. You still got a couple of the other guys, but Moyer's out there. I mean, you got to have an upperclassman in there, making sure the young guys are staying in line.
Yeah, and you only got 8 guys on the sideline, so.
Yeah, they pulled Klatt, they pulled Stats, they pulled Lieberg, and that's the right call.
You got
pulled
Bryson,
Manny Schultz.
Bryson Drollinger on the side with that little knee ding from last week.
Yep.
He did not suit up tonight.
No, he did not.
And now a timeout going to be called by the Royals as there's a little bit of confusion with that new group out there, so that'll stop the clock at the 7:42 mark. And again, gives us a chance to say a great big thank you as Lincoln, Assumption, Nakusa football, all brought to you proudly by these fine sponsors: Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, Comfort Air Heating Cooling, Nakusa Piggly Wiggly, and Nakusa Coated Products. WIR sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses that we can bring you these games. Give us a holler at 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to get on board, just like Nakusa Coated Products did this last week. FM 105.5, proudly bringing you local high school football this fall. We are sure happy to be here and enjoying the heck out of ourselves these last couple of weeks, right?
Oh, I've always enjoyed coming up here and talking sports with you, Randy. It's a pleasure to do it. It kind of makes these games that are a little one-sided go a little quicker.
You know, as a matter of fact, we look forward to Friday nights. Everybody enjoys their weekends, but it's a great way to kick off a weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's get done with this, do a little more work before I turn in for the night and get some good sleep and then work all weekend, then go back to work just to come back to Friday night and see you again.
And do some more work.
That's right. Work, work, work.
Chase Lieberg now. He'll hand it off straight up the middle on the dive. And the running back, I believe that was Walker Liberdash. We've said his name a few times tonight.
Yes. Yep. Walker Liberdash, freshman, 5'10", 211. Ooh, big boy. So he's going to be the – when Lieberg's gone, when Nick Lieberg's gone, excuse me, I'm sure he's going to be the next one coming in.
The end of the third, 3 Dubs leading Marshfield just by 3, 17-14. There was a clock error at the end of 3. Pacelli leads Rosholt 33-8.
Oof.
Lieberg, and a little confusion on the handoff
Ball's
that time.
Loose, I thought.
Between Lieberg and Liberdash, but Royals not able to get back on top of it, and we'll have a turnover on the fumble as the T-Birds get their first break of the ball game, and we'll start things out right at the 30-yard line of Iola.
Yeah, that's third fumble, but first lost one tonight for the Royals. So, there's the penalties, which six for 50 yards, and then 3 fumbles, 1 loss. I mean, those are two areas at Assumption, but probably look to really work on next week.
Another score at the end of 3. Everest leading Spash 30-18. Here's a pitch back to the left-hand side, and then run by Berkeley Myers, a sophomore.
Carried by Berkeley Myers.
Give him a yard.
It's like Oprah. Everybody gets a yard.
Down to 9. Down to 6 minutes remaining here. Quarter number 4. We had a running clock this entire second half on homecoming 2022. It'll be a happy homecoming for Assumption.
Oh, yeah, and that's good. You know, it's good for the kids. It's good for the community.
Fake the handoff. And keep it around the right-hand side is Jensen Rice. That's Jerry's brother. Maybe. I'm not positive on that. I'm just assuming as he ran it around the right side up to the 37.5-yard line. Let's give him the 38 because it's Friday night and we're feeling generous.
That's right.
Bring up a third down and yards to go for the T-Birds. They run Jackson Freedy to the bottom of the screen. He's out there along with Curio Kupstra. And they'll take and fake the handoff, and got a feeling that Jensen Rice wishes he would have handed that off because he got whacked pretty good at the 38-yard line. So,
yeah, that's
give him one, and it'll be fourth down, and still about 2 yards to go. That's what happens with your generosity. You give them too many yards and they
get a first down.
It doesn't add up mathematically, but
that's okay.
That's okay because it's 49-0 and there's 4:44 to go.
The old triple four.
To the top of the screen, Berkeley Myers. Split to the bottom is Grant Freedy, a sophomore. Assuming a relative of Jackson. Maybe even a brother.
Could be. Breeze is nice, I'll tell you that.
There's a snap to Rice. He'll hand it off. And there's one of the starters, Campert, as he breaks his way across midfield to the left hash mark and outside all the way to the 39-yard line.
Brian Campert picks up a first down for the Thunderbirds.
23 yards on that carry. And a fresh set of downs for the T-Birds at the Assumption 39-yard line. The end of three, Colby leading Edgar 24-6. Amherst, final over Spencer Columbus, 54-0. There goes Mr. Rice around the right-hand side. 30, 20, 15, knocked out of bounds. Inside the 15 at the 13, maybe the 12-yard line.
Jensen Rice, first down run.
So gain of 27 yards. So the last two carries for 23 and 27 yards for iScan.
Yep. There'd be a lot of people that'd say, well, they're doing it against the second string. And that's true, but they're at least moving the ball. It's a little more than they were doing most of the game.
Jensen Rice in the pistol formation. He'll hand it off to Campert up the middle, inside the 5 to about the 3. Gain of 9 on that carry. Should be about second down and a yard to go.
Ryan Campert, picked above 9.
Clock now down to 2:50 and counting. And you know, iScan wants to get this in the end zone. Don't want to be shut out. Trailing it right now, 49-0. Jensen Rice, pistol formation, puts a man across the bottom of the screen. He'll take, he'll turn, he'll give. Camper, touchdown, T-Birds. And the few folks that made the trip over from iScan, nice round of applause for the hometown team from Iola. And it's now 49-6. I don't think they're going to kick any kind of PAT here. They'll go for the two-point conversion instead. So here's the snap to Rice. Gives it to Campert, and he'll dance it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And with 2:32 to go in quarter number four, iScan gets on the board, and it's 49-8. We'll step out. We'll be back with more after this.
In the market for a new furnace this fall? Count on the Bryan experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces to help you find the perfect system for you. Upgrade to a new furnace today and get up to $1,350 in rebates and other tax credits. This offer will have you saving money and staying warm all season long, because that's what happens when you choose Comfort Air. We'll do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
7 plays, 70 yards after the fumble recovery by the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia. Ryan Campert from 3 yards out and the PAT two-point conversion. Score now reads 49-8 with 2 minutes and 32 seconds to go. And outside of a timeout or an injury or a score, you can start your clock for 2 minutes and 32 seconds, and we will be wrapping things up here from Wood Trust Bank Field. So Freedy is going to try the PAT, and the Royals ready for it, and they fall on it at their own 47-yard line. The recovery was made by Adam Hazel for Assumption. Just They've been very alert on kicks tonight. Anything that iScan has tried, the Royals have been ready for. So a good job of scouting and getting the kids prepared.
Yeah, they played a great game. They definitely have.
Coach is going to have to look pretty long and hard to find something to get on the kids about.
Well, ball control again, as right. We've seen, and then penalties.
So to the bottom of the screen for Assumption, Carter Pavlovsky. He's in the wide-out position. Liebert drops the ball, but is able to pick it up and hand it off and get it to Walker Livernash, who takes it into iScan territory at the 47-yard line. And we'll be back to the 8. The headlinesman's got it at the 47, so the football's back at the 48, so he'll back up to the 48, but the marker's at the 47, so a little controversy here. Gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5.
Maybe 2 more plays, maybe.
Down to 113. He's waiting Chase Lieberg, the quarterback, for the count started by the back judge. Raises his hand. And a knee going to be taken by Lieberg. So they'll mark it back at the 49-yard line for a loss of 1. And it'll be 3rd down and 6. And the Royals just have to do that one more time. And that should be all she wrote. Gives Michael a chance to add up some numbers while I get an opportunity to go through the scoring plays of the ball game. Once again, Chase waits for the hand to go up by the back judge. Now the count begins. And he takes a knee again, another 1 yard loss here.
That'll be the final play.
And it'll be 15 seconds and counting, and that's going to wrap things up as the Assumption Royals win it by the final of 49-8. Let's wrap up the scoring highlights here for you. It started off at the 7:40 mark of period number 1 as Jack Klatt completes a 6-play, 78-yard drive on a 1-yard quarterback sneak. Mason Kubes missed the PAT wide right, and it was 6-0 in favor of the Royals. Then with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to go in quarter number 1, Jack Klatt again, this time from 1 yard out. Another quarterback sneak, this time a little bit more to the right. And an 8-play, 54-yard drive was capped by a 2-point conversion by Jack on the run, and it was 14-0 after quarter number 1. In the second quarter, 10:36 mark, touchdown pass from 16 yards. Jack Klatt to Joey Meyer, perfectly executed over the left-hand hash mark of into the end zone. On the fly, a 6-play, 55-yard drive. The PAT by Kubis was good, 21-0 Royals. 7:44 still to go in that first half of play when Jack Klatt was part of the 4th touchdown of the ball game. His 3rd as he ran it in from 3 yards out. 58 yards they went in 5 plays. The PAT by Kubis made it 28-0. And the Royals able to make it 35-0 at the break as Nick Lieberg went in from 1 yard out. 7-play, 63-yard drive with the Kubis PAT. In quarter number 3, just 1 score because it was running clock. Time flew pretty quickly. 7:34, Nick Lieberg, 8-yard touchdown run. 7-play, 51-yard drive. Kubis's PAT made it 42-0. And then the final score for the Royals was at the 9:38 mark of the 4th stanza. Cade Stats from 1 yard out, 10 plays, 73 yards. Kubis's PAT was the last score for the Royals, 49-0. And a touchdown for iScan. Ryan Campard from 3 yards out. His PAT run made it 49-8. And the Royals victorious here on Homecoming 2022. Now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
It's lopsided, Randy. That's about the best I got for you. Iowa Scandinavia, 102 rushing yards, 56 passing yards for a grand total of 158 yards. That's about all I can say about them. Now on the Assumption side, 52 carries, 423 rushing yards with 65 passing yards for a grand total of 488. They were led on the day by Cade Stats with 12 carries for 135 yards, then followed up by Jack Klatt for 15 carries for 109. Nick Lieberg added in 12 for 89. Manny Schultz, 4 for 53. Then you had Joey Moyer, 2 for 22, and then Ryan Shaw, 5 for 5. Then he had young Mr. Livernash, 3 for 12, and the younger Lieber. He had 2 for -2, but those were Neal's to end the game. I don't know how much you really put into those.
Well, you talk about an effective running game, right? You got Klatt, Schultz, Stats, Lieber. That's a four-headed monster.
It is. And the thing is, you look at the passing stats. Jack Klatt, 3 for 3, 65 yards, 2 to Ryan Shaw, 1 to Joey Moyer. Everything's clicking. Everything was clicking for them tonight, and they've got a lot of momentum heading into next weekend's Sunday matinee against Pacelli, and that's going to be another game where Assumption's really going to want to get some revenge, because they've been roughed up by Pacelli the last several times that they've played when they were all put in the same conference together.
Sunday matinee on a Saturday afternoon, as they will kick that off, I believe, at 1 o'clock over in Pacelli. They'll take on the Cardinals, and the Cardinals 0-4 on the season thus far, and 0-2 as they were playing this evening. Next up for the T-Birds, they will be playing host to Loyal Greyhounds. They, too, are 0-4 and 0-2. And I think we said that during the broadcast. Everybody in the CWC small, basically 0-4. And then the Royals now improving on the season to 4-1 overall, 3-0 in the Central Wisconsin Small Conference. So that's the final here from Woodtrust Bank Field as the Assumption Royals homecoming 2022 a success as they defeat the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia by the final of 49-8. Again, great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring you this contest. Don Chesborough back at the studios. Great job engineering per usual. Thank you, Michael, for coming. Always appreciate it. Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal football here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
2022 Assumption Football is proudly brought to you this season by Comfort Air Heating Cooling, Paper City Savings, Chips Hamburgers, Jacoby Custom Cues, and Nakusa Piggly Wiggly. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM WIRI, proudly bringing you Assumption High School Sports and your hometown station, playing country legends 24-7. Wiscountry, 105.5. WIRI
Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI.